to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello and welcome to the Aware Show Teleseminar Series. I should call this the Freedom Series because what we're going to be experiencing today is incredible, beautiful freedom in our bodies. And if you've ever been in the place where you're roller coasting with emotions of one day you're happy and then you're sad and you're at the whim of whatever it is that you're, you know, going on around you, and one day you're successful, one day you're not. I mean, if you're in that movement, this call right now is going to offer you another option, something that allows you to move your breath, to feel alive, awake, and enthusiastic about life, so that then what that does is it makes you a vibrational frequency for what you want to create. If it is constant success, or if it is healthy relationships, or physical health, or consistent emotions, whatever it is. And we're doing this today with, oh God, I love this lady, Sue Mortar. She has so much, just a beautiful energy. She's positively infectious to be around. I say positively because she's just a magnet for positive energy. Mostly, I don't know, because of her years of training people on the bioenergetic synchronization technique, also known as BEST. It could be a number of reasons, but what we're doing today is we're going to learn about some of these techniques and how we, and we're going to do some of them on the call today. So welcome to the show, Dr. Sue Mortar.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. It is always so fabulous to talk to you, and it's always just a juicy conversation that we get to get into. So I can't wait to see where we go to today.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's a high frequency is what we're going to go to today.
Yeah.
because of what you do. I love the fact of what you teach is so usable. And I mean, I use the word practical a lot, but it goes beyond that. It's usable in every single day. I mean, this is something that you can learn the power of energetic patterns and frequencies and so forth, and you can do it in your car, you can do it at your desk, you can do it if you're in a heated argument, you know, you could do it to fall asleep, which you've done in the wonderful recordings that you've put together for this call. So I love that you incorporate your work into life rather than having to go to the mountaintop to find it. And why is it that you've done that? Why have you really made this, your body of work, so practical for people?
Well, you know, if I spent 25 years in a treatment room with one patient at a time, you know, day after day, all day long, and if I couldn't offer them up something to go home and do that would have their life feel differently, it really wasn't serving. And I found that if we're not in practical application, it's just a theory. And we love to have igniting conversations. We love to engage in inspired, elevated, lofty ideas that talk about the infinite possibilities of life and what our true nature is and how empowered we can be and what our destiny is. And when people get off the phone or stop listening to an interview or they go home from a workshop, if they're not having some real to-dos and they're not really getting exactly how that's physically supposed to roll out, then it really just is remaining a conversation and a lovely idea. And it actually can become more frustrating to us because we hear all these great ideas and then we go home and try to have our lives feel like that, and when it's not,
it does,
now we have
right.
a judgment on top of that. So we were feeling lousy before, but now we're feeling like stupid and lousy afterwards.
And it just invalidated all the feelings
right.
that we have. Can
exactly.
Can I tell you, I mean, after, at this point, I you know, I've been interviewing wonderful people for 20 years, but I'm getting into that my brain is starting to say, okay, I have had the feeling and the experience and the crying, and I had it for that moment, but it's almost turning off in my brain right now, going, oh, if I hear one more vibrational thing in coming out of someone's mouth, I need this to work when I am frustrated. I need it to trigger in my mind instantly if something doesn't go my way, or if in a situation that I have, you know, I can name about three of them yesterday that happened, where I'm going, wait, where is that technique? Where is my toolbox? How come it's not there when I need it? And look, yes, we need something that can be into our lives without us having to reach for a different language pattern, question to ask ourselves, top of the mountain thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that is what you do.
So, you know, the interesting thing is there are techniques that we can do in the emergency moments, in those urgency, oh, my God, you know, get me out of this situation. How do I save myself? I feel myself sinking. I feel these emotions rising. I feel my adrenaline pumping and my heart rate's going up and my blood pressure. I can feel it all happening. And how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? And there are tools that we can do in those moments, absolutely, without having to rethink it or reframe it or have a whole new perspective or an attitude change. We can do some things that will change the energy underneath the story in an instant, that will feel calming to us, that will feel empowering to us and strengthening and integrating, without having to have the wherewithal to find the good and to find the blessing and to get the lesson out of it in that moment. Because in that moment, it feels like a freight train is coming through the house. And it's not a really good time for me to sit down and try to figure out what the blessing is in this moment. And, you know, the thing that I've been focused on for 25 years, in addition to that, yes, I want to give people emergency mode toolkits, things to do in those urgent moments. And at the same time, if it's, I don't want it to be like taking an aspirin. I want it to be not only arresting the immediate situation, but also making a contribution to the possibility of me not having to be in that kind of a moment tomorrow or 6 months from now or 6 weeks from now, after I've been continuing to do some of these practices that were so helpful in the emergency moment. If I continue to do them when there isn't an emergency happening, what begins to unfold in my life is that I have fewer and fewer emergencies. Not that all of the world shows up, you know, with good fairy wings and blessing me with only wonderful days with stardust in the sky. It is actually that life shows up the same old way as it always has, but I perceive it differently. I respond to it differently because I'm different coming to the picture. So life changes, but it's really because I've changed, and I've changed by kind of, you know, what these techniques that we're going to talk about today are, is they kind of sneak in the back door with this sense of okayness without us really understanding exactly how that happened or in the moment trying to think our way through logically calming ourselves down. Because if thinking our way through logically calming ourselves down was easy, we would have already been doing that.
Right.
We wouldn't be looking for another tool.
Right.
So these are sneak in the back door with your own okayness that you didn't know about and you don't even have to know about, but you get to feel the benefits of it just because that's by design the rest of you showing up to the party. And the rest of you that shows up to the party brings confidence that your mind might not be able to grab onto in that moment, but it's the same vibration, the same energy in the body that you would have if you did have your mind wrapped around how to be confident and calm and loving and forgiving in this particular moment when I feel like the great shakedown is coming in, is coming through, and I don't want to forgive you. I'm mad at you, you know, that kind of thing. Or,
right.
I don't want to understand the blessing of my childhood in this moment. I'm mad or I'm hurt. And what do we do? You know, what do we do in those moments that is not only patching up the floor, but or mopping up the floor, it's also patching the roof, you know, so that every time it rains, we aren't back in this same situation again.
Right.
Having to mop up.
I mean, you got a good point about the fairy dust. It's not, I mean, look back in the last, 5 days. How many times have you seen the fairy dust sprinkled? Things
right.
happen that aren't that. I mean, there's surprise bills that come in. There's, frustrating things that happen. There's maybe possible accidents and so forth. I mean, for the most part, if you can start to, as I said at the beginning of the show, become a vibrational match for what you want to create in your life. I was listening to Esther Hicks the other day, The Art of Allowing, and she through the Abraham channelings talks all about the vibrational match for what you want to create in your life. So how does what we're going to be talking about today and doing a little bit of body work today, how does that make you that vibrational match?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I'll tell you what, it's the only thing that can actually have you become the literal vibrational match, because the vibrational match means in your body you have to be radiating and emanating a vibration, an energy coming off of you that equals the way you would be feeling if you already had that thing that you're desiring, or that life that you're desiring, or that self-esteem that you're looking for, or that peace of mind. If you already had that, your body would actually be imitating emitting, radiating, and I guess kind of imitating. It would be the same vibration.
Uh-huh.
That it would be radiating a particular vibration if that was already happening. And if it's not yet happening, the very best thing that we can do is learn to radiate and emanate that same energy just on command. And the mind would think, well, I can't do that. I can't vibrate this joyous vibration on command if I'm upset. But there are energies inside that joyous state that are not requiring joy to be present. And you can do that by just breathing through the body in certain ways, contracting certain muscles in certain ways, and so on. So what it means to become the vibrational match to that which you desire to have manifest in your life, it means you have to be dialed into the same radio station. But guess what? It's not just with your mind that can happen. And that's good news when you're upset, because you couldn't get your mind to cooperate on joy when you're upset no matter what. So the good news is you don't have to use your mind for this. The interesting thing is you have to learn a new tool that you do have and that you've always had, but you didn't know that you could use it in this way. You've used it before, like if you got so worried that you got an upset stomach, and then if your upset stomach stayed so long that you started to get worried about your upset stomach, now the worry caused the upset stomach, and now the upset stomach is causing even more worry. And it cycles around and around and around and around. Well, you can use that same downward cycle in an upward fashion. You can reverse it and have it work to your advantage. So when you get into your body instead of living in your head, what starts to happen is you start emitting energetic vibrations that act kind of like a buffer system to keep you in a state of joy even when your mind or your head is not in a state of joy. It's kind of like a savings account. You can spend all the money out of your checking account, but if you've been putting some stuff in your savings account, you're still okay. Even if you have to write a big check, you can pull it from the savings account and you're good to go. So that's kind of what we're doing with this body work and breath work, is that we're creating a savings account so that when those big bills, like you just mentioned, come and it makes the adrenaline shoot out of the top of our head, like, how am I going to pay this? Where's this going to come from? You will have already created a savings account in the body that allows you to draw upon a sense of okayness that if you hadn't been hooking up with the savings account all this time, you'd be freaked out when you get the bill in the mail. So how do we access that? We do that by bringing the energy from our heads down into our bodies more and more and more. And we do that by contracting certain muscles in the body and then taking certain kinds of breaths and running that breath through the body while we're contracting those muscles. And what it starts to do is it starts to change the energetic vibration in the body closer and closer and closer to the energy that we would like it to be, even on a rainy day or even on a big bill unexpected in the mail kind of day.
God, who thought you could do that with just breath? That is
You can
crazy.
Do it with your breath. I know. It's crazy. The breath is hugely important if you think about it, Lisa. You know, okay, like if you don't breathe for the next 5 minutes, it's pretty important stuff. So not just breath, but okay, just like this. Take this for example. If you breathe in the upper lobes of your lungs, what happens is you elicit a fight or flight response. So if you take a deep breath in and your chest goes up and your shoulders raise up, like most people, that would happen if you took a big old breath in right now. If you take a big breath in, just like that, your shoulders usually go up toward your ears and your chest comes, you know, puffs up real big. And that actually stimulates inside the body the same message that would happen if a bear came charging through the door. So when people are trying to calm themselves down and we say, well, you know, you're supposed to breathe when you're nervous. And if people take a big breath that way, it actually makes the problem worse. But if they take a big breath into their body the opposite way, it stimulates the opposite part of the nervous system, which is the part that kicks in when the bear is gone and calms you down.
So
if you take a breath into your lower lobes of your lungs, which means you draw the breath down to the base of your lungs, and you're thinking, well, how do I do that? I'm going to tell you. If you do that, then it calms you down before you go into that interview or you get on that phone call that's going to be hard to make or whatever it is that you're, or before you sit down to write the bills, you know, and open up all those envelopes. Even if you start breathing in this way, it will make that be a more pleasurable experience for you than it would have been if you have just been breathing the way that your body would naturally go into in an emergency, upsetting kind of way. So we don't want to let it do that. We want to keep it in a different state so that you get to experience a different vibration, so that you get to experience a different part of you. So if you take a big breath in and your belly gets really big, you breathe in with your belly, not your upper lungs, not your chest. Breathe with your belly below the diaphragm. The belly gets big. You breathe in and out through your nose, and it propels the oxygen down to the lower lobes of the lungs, which are innervated with more nerves that calm you down than the upper lungs, which are innervated with nerve endings that speed you up. So if
now,
you are needing to calm down, you want to breathe low like that. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, this could explain why so many people are in that adrenal burnout phase, because I never really thought about that, but how many times do you go and raise your shoulders?
It's
stimulating the cortisol release, burning out the adrenals.
You bet. It's the opposite of what you're actually trying to generate for yourself in that moment by taking a deep breath to relax. You're actually taking a deep breath to go in and fight a bear. So your nervous system is all revved up, ready to fight the bear, and it will continue to do that the more you continue to breathe that way.
Constantly.
So we're duping ourselves, right?
Ah.
So there are ways to get the breath to come down and stimulate different nerve endings in the body in different ways. So as we breathe in the low belly, it activates and stimulates the lower lobes of the lungs and allows them to send a message to the brain that says, coast is clear. Bears are gone. Let's chill out. Let's pick up with digesting and filtering and cleansing and replenishing and rejuvenating and healing. And it replenishes the adrenal glands and the immune system, and it allows you to move into your creativity, which allows you to come up with better ways of handling those stressful situations than you would have been able to access if you had been, you know, breathing the other way in an attempt to survive.
That's the vibrational match.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we become the vibrational match to abundance and to creativity and to your genius when we're pulling the oxygen, pulling the air, and stimulating the lower lobes of the lungs, pulling that energy into the lower part of the body. We're so used to living in the head. We have to get down in the body if we want to ground those energies and feel more stable and more centered and able to metabolize the emotions that we're dealing with. You know, the area of the body that metabolizes your emotional states is actually below the navel. So if you're breathing down there, squeezing it and opening it and squeezing it and opening it with this kind of breath where the belly comes out and then contracts in and then it comes out and contracts in, it's basically like washing, scrubbing down that emotional state, and it will absolutely metabolize the emotion without you having to go through the process with your personal experience on a story kind of level. You don't have to go through the drama and the trauma of it all. You can metabolize that energy with the body, because the part of your body that emotions actually rise from is down in the lowest abdominal area, right above the pelvis. So So those gut feelings and those deep emotions, if you start to feel your stomach quivering when you're crying or that kind of thing, that's where it's coming from. It's rising up from deep within. So we want to learn all kinds of different breathing techniques to move the energy up and down through the body so that we're drawing upon these different energies that are very anchoring and grounding and opening to the system, which stimulate the nervous system to recognize that we are not only not under attack, we are here as, you know, a creator to go have life be however we would have it feel. And the more it can feel the way we want it to feel, the more we attract similar circumstances that match that. So then it gets to unfold and manifest in our lives. But we have to become the vibrational match on the physical body level. It's not just in your mind. We can imagine our dreams coming true all day long, but if we're not bringing it into the physical body, then it can't be right in our physical world. It can't be here.
This is so great. So the experience that I've been having have been that short breath and then relaxation, and then I go into spaciness, and then I go adrenaline, and I go, okay, relaxation, spaciness. That's the roller coastering. That's the gotta work, gotta do this, gotta do that. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Okay, let's go, let's move. Okay, I'm really spacey. And that's why what you're saying is when you do this breath that we're going to do, where you breathe into the relaxation response in the body, does that help you be more focused?
It not only helps you be more focused, it sustains your energy and rejuvenates you so that you can be more focused longer, for longer periods of time, because you're actually oxygenating the brain better by oxygenating the bloodstream. The lower lobes of the lungs also have more blood vessels in them. So we get more oxygen into the bloodstream more quickly by breathing into the lower lobes of the lungs, which oxygenates the brain, which allows it to sustain its focused manner for longer periods of time without fatiguing or diverting or becoming distracted and so forth. So many times we blame issues on blood sugar problems or needing more protein or needing caffeine, whatever it is that we think we need. And it's really just a dehydration or a lack of oxygenation in the body. Those are the two biggest things that happen with someone that cause them to become spacey or to have lethargy happening or, you know, even chronic fatigue type situations. They're tremendously benefited by moving the energy through the body, by learning how to breathe with the whole body, not just in these upper lungs for survival, the way that we're, you know, accustomed to breathing. So,
well, let's do some of these exercises. And these are, again, this is how to change the energy patterns in the body to activate the awake body. That it's, these are taken from what you see on the offer here, which is theawareshow.com/mortar, M-O-R-T-E-R. And there is an incredible video series that Sue Mortar did. And you get to see Sue doing these breathing techniques and how exactly it works and the energy that comes from her when you do it and when you do it with her, which is so wonderful because it really does. I'm thinking here I'm stimulating and adding oxygen to the brain, but now when I'm speaking with you, there's so much more that's going on, and it takes you to the point of activating your human potential, and that's where we're going with this. But let's do this experience first. This first one that you're talking about is called the central channel breath. Is that the one you're talking about?
Sure. The central channel breath is something that hooks us up to realizing that we're not alone in the world, which is a really, you know, as a doctor for 25 years in my private practice, I can tell you that the one thing that turned people around into healing faster, it was their recognition and not only their intellectual understanding, but their physical experience of not feeling isolated and alone in the world, like it was all up to them and that nobody really understood them and that they had to go it alone. And that's one of the most debilitating perceptions and experiences that we have in our lives as human beings. It isn't true, but it might as well be true when we're perceiving ourselves, you know, to be experiencing life that way. It's a real deal. And so the central channel breath is something that bridges the many, many different levels of energy frequencies, many different aspects on the whole bandwidth that that the human race exists on, we can access so much of that. So it kind of activates our spirit, and it activates our emotional states, and it activates, you know, our feeling of well-being. It activates our intellect. It activates the higher self, like our soul purpose kind of feeling and understanding and disposition in life. So it's a wonderful breath to breathe that allows us to feel connected to nature and like we belong, and we can start to feel our personal power, and most importantly, feel a sense of being loved. And it's a beautiful thing to implement first and foremost before someone even begins to put your feet on the floor in the morning getting out of bed. And I say this thousands of times when I'm working in workshops with people, is that before your feet hit the floor, you've already decided how your day is going to go, whether it's going to be an intentional day or whether you're going to be at the effects of everything that happens. So by doing this low belly breath that we were just talking about, and now hooking up that low belly breath where the belly comes out when you breathe in, which is the opposite of how most people are used to breathing. So don't take for granted that you know how to do that. You know, you look down, put your hand on your abdomen, and you make sure that when you take a breath in, your hand is extending out in front of you. And then when you exhale, your hand is going back toward your spine. And then on the next inhale, it comes out in front of you. It points out in front of you. And then on the exhale, it drops back toward your spine again. That has to be happening for you to even be doing any of the rest of these breaths, though, in an effective way. So then the central channel breath is this, there is an energetic tube of light, the way that a tube of energy flow that happens down through the body naturally. It's measurable. It is by far an energy pattern that is flowing before we even develop a nervous system, before the cardiovascular system even develops. In the developing embryo, one of the first things that is notable is that there is a circulating pattern of energy that's called a torus, and we don't need to know any of that, so we won't go into it, but it's kind of shaped like a donut. So it's like it pours down right through the center of the body. So if you could imagine an open tunnel or a channel that you could move energy through that extends from above your head, if you took just a big tube and just stuck it right down through the center of your body like a big skewer, if you were just to stick it right down through the center of the brain, it would go right down through the center of the throat, through the center of the chest, go even lower to the center of the belly, right down through the tip of the spine and out. There is a movement of energy that goes from overhead right straight down through the physical body, and it goes into the earth. And then it rises up through the earth and comes back up through the physical body and out the top of the head. And then it cycles around you in every direction on the outside and comes back in at the tip of the spine. So it cycles and cycles and recycles like that, constantly being replenished from overhead into the earth and then rising up from the earth. And we love it when we're walking in the grass and our bare feet, or when we're in the place where the ocean, you know, comes onto the shore. All this energy is just radically available to us, and that's why it feels so good to be in these places in nature and to feel that energy from nature that is so nurturing to us. So that is what we're enhancing now by doing this central channel breath. So the channel is this tube that I just described that runs down through the center of the body, and you can map it out with electromagnetic current, being able to isotope that and follow how it moves. It's a very real flow.
Wow.
That has been measurable through the body.
The taurine energy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The energy taurine, it's a self-sustaining energy system.
Yes,
yeah.
It continues to recycle and rejuvenate and replenish. And we use some of it, but it's constantly being replenished by nature. So when we move in this way and start to breathe through that, it starts to activate it and stimulate it and cause it to move even more regularly and with consciousness when we're aware of it, and we're kind of building an awareness of it with our imagination. So first you have to kind of use your imagination, but what you'll find yourself hooking on to eventually is that, wow, something kind of assists that process. I'm not having to make it happen. Once you start doing it, it starts kind of taking you instead of you making it happen, you driving it. So just imagine that you're breathing from above your head, about a foot and a half above your head, a spot up above you. Like if you reached your hand up overhead and you looked up at your fingers and you snapped your fingers, from that place above your head. Now look straight ahead again. Don't look up at your fingers, but snap your fingers and kind of memorize where that space is up above the head. Now you take a deep breath in from that space above the head, low into the belly, and come straight down through the body, just with this imaginary line that you are envisioning. But do it slowly and do it with intention so that you're allowing your concentration to come, you know, every couple of inches of the way. You're checking in and you're imagining it coming down through the body. On the inhale, your belly gets big and you're drawing this energy down into the body. And then you contract that abdomen and you're going to press that and continue that line down through the lower body, through the lower belly and the tip of the spine and the pelvis, right down into the earth, and go deep into the earth with it, with your imagination on that exhale, like that. And then you're going to inhale, drawing up from deep below you, from in the earth, as if you're drawing up this support of nature up into the body with extending this big belly. Again, and draw it up into the base of the belly, and then exhale right up through that tube, right up out through the top of the body, top of the head again, and you exhale into that. Then the next inhale would come from overhead, right down into the heart space or into the low abdomen again, all of it combined, and then you exhale right down into the earth. So what you're doing is you're kind of cutting a swath through the jungle, and you're allowing an acknowledgement on an energetic level, the subtle body energy level realm. What happens is you start to connect from beyond the physical body with the subconscious. When the subconscious begins to perceive itself as bigger than just the physical body, it begins to automatically connect to the idea that there's more to life than meets the eye. And it calms the subconscious down automatically when it feels connected to nature. It stops looking for how to become safe because we've automatically registered safety for it simply by doing a breath beyond the physical body. It's the same kind of energy that you would feel if you thought you were responsible for the success of a project, just you, all alone, all up to you. It's on you. And then somebody comes through the door with a couple of friends who happen to be experts on that project. And the love is there with the friendship, and the expertise is there with the people who've been there a thousand times before. And all of a sudden, you're on that same project with a whole lot more energetic momentum behind it. If you could draw an energetic analogy to breathing in this way, that's exactly what happens to the subtle bodies, the energy body of your whole being, and it begins to feel and sense that same kind of support that you would feel on any other project if others were showing up. So,
wow, creating your own team with your breath.
Yeah, absolutely. You're creating your own energetic team. And the whole key is that the subconscious gets the signal that the coast is clear and the bear is gone, and we've got lots of help here to help clean up this place from the last bear attack and to move forward in life with the support that we're looking for. And
wow,
all by breathing in a particular way. Now, interestingly, infants breathe in this way, and we stop breathing in this way when we start growing up and we start getting in trouble for being ourselves and running around and screaming like kids do, and we move up into our heads and we start trying to figure out who we're supposed to be instead of who we naturally are, and then we get good positive feedback from that, so we keep living in our heads and we start building a life based on that kind of reality, and then we choose careers based on that kind of what I should do reality, and we choose relationships and on who I should marry and what should be happening here, and it's nowhere near fulfilling necessarily, and yet that's what we all do, which is why we're all living in emergency mode, because the head is designed to make smart decisions in emergency situations. The gut feeling and the heart and the core is designed to carry out your wisdom, to allow you to choose the correct path, to be in your personal power, and so we wonder why we're so disconnected feeling all the time.
Yes.
So if we're in an emergency situation and we're feeling like under attack, you start breathing in this way, and I'm going to add another element onto it that will speed up the process of you automatically feeling calmed down and okay right in the middle of an emergency situation. And if in between emergency situations you can remember to do this, like if you do it in the morning before your feet even hit the floor, you will automatically start engaging in your day in a way that is not oriented toward surviving whatever comes at me today, but rather intending it and managing it and creating it and generating it yourself with the power that you are. So,
yes, I absolutely
to think about.
No, I absolutely say yes to that. And take a look at the website, too, which is theawareshow.com/mortar. This is the newest Body Awake video that Sue has done, and it is one of her latest recordings. And I was saying to Sue before the call, I was saying, I don't know how somebody can have that much energy sitting down. I mean, you are more. You have such a dynamic energy, and you're seated. And the cool thing is that you get to, and I'm really glad you did this on video, so that we can see the releases that happen, the energy that is infused, the incredible laser focus, the rapidity of talking. You talk straight as if it's one sentence for 2 hours because you have that much clarity. No, it is impressive, and I love it because it shows us that we do not have to take what we might feel is normal of being sick or living in fear or tired or having, you know, diffused brains. You know, we make it so hard on ourselves sometimes, and we forget this incredibly useful, always available thing that we have in our life, which is breath. And this is not normal deep breathing. This goes beyond that. This is not something you'll ever get dizzy doing because it actually makes the cells more alive. This is prana breath. This is what brings natural energy in from the earth. It sustains all things in life, and it sustains us, our cells, our lives. Now, I learned a lot of this from watching Sue's videos, and she is an incredible, incredible teacher of using the breath. I mean, you can give yourself mini vacations doing this. I mean, you can do little mini breaks doing this. And there's different techniques. It's not just one technique that she teaches. There's many different techniques on here. And it's for busy minds. It's to get us out of our mind. You gave an example of, well, we have to think about the things that we need to do in order to get us out of our heads. What's the point?
Right.
Right?
Then you're back in your head trying to figure out how to get out of your head.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes. So it's one of those things of learning or reminding ourselves. I actually don't even think I ever knew this in the first place. This is how you have never been sick a day in your life. This is how you have lived and grown up with energy medicine in your life. And this is, I mean, Sue Mortar is one of the most amazing teachers on the planet. And who you're being, I love. And it's simply through these different techniques of breath. So do you have something else that we can do on the call here so that people can experience what it is that I'm seeing? Of course, you can go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/mortar. But is there something else we can do right now to get to the experience of what it is that we're both talking about a little bit more? Oh, and mortar, by the way, is spelled M-O-R-T-E-R.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's so much. You know, my gosh, we could be on here for 6 hours, and I would
love
it. Of course. And I might even take 2 breaths in 6 hours.
That's why you did the recording. So
right.
About 6 hours worth of recording.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's available, but in our time today, I would say that if you add to this central channel breath one little thing, that this alone can change your life. And it sounds so simple, the mind is going to be like, oh, give me a break, come on. But I just got back from Mexico teaching a big group of wonderful people these types of techniques, who just left there walking on air, just so blissed out and so amazingly grateful for what they came to know in those days. And those kinds of techniques are in this package because I know that it is what makes a difference in people's lives, so hands down.
Right.
And one of the things that came up that we had such a fun time with was, and I've been working with people for years on this, and it has become such a profound element for people to break their thinking patterns, to pull themselves out of an emergency reaction that they're having and to get in their body in an instant and to remind them to start breathing through that central channel and to be able to stay present with any situation that makes them want to run or makes them want to fight or makes them crazy. And it seems like overly phenomenal, but I'll tell you, it's a birthright. It's a God-given component that is supposed to be being utilized on a regular basis, but nobody ever taught us how to do this. They only taught us how to live in our heads and do the right thing and fit in. And so it's not that you don't do the right thing and fit in and perform in life when you do this. You actually do all those things, but you do them from a very healthy place, and you do them from a place that allows you to make choices that are sustainable in your life. And it will interrupt the craziness that you create for yourself when you're driving down the road and you're rehashing some situation or scenario and you're rethinking how you should have handled it or what are you going to do in the future when that comes up again and when they say this, I'm going to do that. And all of that misuse of the mind that we use all day long, that we do all day long, it'll stop it. And it is so simple to do that the mind rarely would think of it until you teach yourself to do this, and then it will never not want to do it because you will want to do it so that you can stop your runaway mind. You know, the thing is, people think they are their mind. So if we can start to identify with more than that and say, I'm not going to let my mind do this or do that, and then do something in the body that will automatically shift it into a different distribution of the use of my resources. I'm not going to give all of my power to my mind. And to do that, you have to drop your energy down into your body in an instant. And one of the ways that you can do that is a process called Mula Bandha. And now, Mula Bandha is a Sanskrit term that comes out of the Eastern culture, and it's relative to the root chakra, the energy center at the tip of the tailbone. It has to do with the levels of consciousness that relate to my okayness, my well-being, my connection to nature, the fact that I belong here and that this is my gig and it can turn out any way I choose and that I'm creating all of this experience in my life for me to awaken me to my own magnificence, and that's what it's really all about, so I don't need to get caught up in these dramas. That's really what all these energies being activated will do for us if we can just get down in the body, get out of the head and get down in the body. So it's going to sound kind of crazy how you do this, but it will absolutely work. I promise it will shift your attention in an instant, no matter what kind of emergency situation you're in. And it's called Mula Bandha, MulaBandha.
Oh, this Mula is great. Bandha. I'd like to be the person that helps somebody in an emergency rather than freaking out like everyone else around me. Yes. I'd like
absolutely
to have this technique. Yes.
Yeah. And, those emergencies come in many sizes and shapes. They
right.
can be emergencies at work, you know, when your team finds out you've got some deadline and you got to go make it happen now, or
mm-hmm.
or it could be an emergency when your kids are upset or they've been in an accident or something and you got to hold it together for everybody. Or it could be an emergency type feeling, even though there's not really an emergency at hand. If you just feel stressed out, it'll work on that. Yes.
Would look like. Okay.
Yes, so it allows you to stay present no matter what. And Mula Bandha is a contraction of muscles that are deep in the core, right through that central channel, right at the base. And what it does is it takes the central channel from being this tube that rushes down through your whole body to kind of like a funnel, where it's more constricted at the bottom of the channel that runs through the body so that more of this energy can be made available inside the body so you're not drinking it in and losing it, you know, drawing it in from overhead and dropping it right down through the body, but some of it gets to stay. And what it does is it interrupts the mind patterns by you just bringing your attention there. So if you would squeeze the lower abdominal muscles right below the navel and the gluteal muscles, and here's the trickiest part, inside the pelvic bowl where there are the muscles that you would contract if you felt your bladder getting too full and you had to contract just a little tension there because it was going to be a while before you could get to the restroom.
Okay.
Those muscles, those like sphincter muscles, you just contract them, and allow that to be not a full body contraction like if you were going to lift up a 20-pound weight, but just contract it as much as you possibly can and then relax it by half. And then relax it by half again. Now, that's the amount of tension that needs to be in there, and that's all. But in the beginning, when you're teaching yourself to do this, you got to contract it like you're picking up 20 pounds. You know, you're really squeezing those muscles. And then relax it by half, and then relax it by half again. So what you will notice start to happen, if you breathe through that central channel from above your head into the body, and then from the body down into the earth, and then from in the earth, imagine it coming up through the body, and then from the belly up through the top of the head, you exhale again, but keep those muscles contracted. What begins to happen is it begins to kind of strip the tissues of adhesiveness or stickiness or gunk-laden energies that are all bogged down because of past resentments and guilts and shames and all that other stuff that we carried around forever in our lives. And it starts to move that kind of bogged-down energy of doubt and remorse and all those things that we've held on to. And as that starts to move again, we start to feel a vital force moving through the body that we didn't feel before. And it will take you a few days of practicing this before you will feel the immediate result, but I assure you, starting today, the next time you get in your car, the next time you're doing something, and you feel yourself running in the mind again and worrying, and feel yourself filling in the blanks with what people are likely to say or do or whatever it is that you do to yourself that is very disempowering, you automatically start contracting that mula bandha, and you try to think about the situation the same way you were thinking about it before, and I promise you, you won't be able to. Your thought patterns will get interrupted. You'll have to find different ways of thinking about it that feel better to you, because when we're filling in the blanks negatively, it consumes too much energy. And if we're using some of our own body energy to draw our consciousness down into the body by contracting this mula bandha, it's like we don't have enough energy to do that and do this. But if you insist upon the mula bandha, what will automatically happen in the psyche is that you will be drawn to a less stressful thought, one that doesn't consume as much energy as negative thinking consumes. Negative thinking consumes 90% more energy than a positive thought or no thought at all. So we allow our body to take up some of the energy that we're, if we redirect some of our energy to a body function, what happens is with consciousness breathing through that central channel, it automatically allows or insists upon your mind finding a different line of thinking, one that doesn't consume as much energy as worry consumes. So you'll automatically find yourself thinking of different ideas, thinking about the situation in a different way. And it may take you 2 or 3 days to get in the swing of that, but I assure you that even immediately, today, if you're stressed out about something, you do mula bandha and then start trying to think about the stress and keep the mula bandha contracted through the whole time, you won't be able to worry. Like, you just can't get a good worry going like you used to, because it consumes part of your energy, and the only thing left for the mind to do is to surrender, or later what will happen is more optimistic thoughts start to come into that same
coming
arena.
Coming up with new ways of doing things. And
yeah.
A lot of it, what we don't think we remember, is we know exactly what we need to do to solve most of the problems in our lives. I mean, if it's finances, if it's health, if it's your body, whatever it is, we have enough information out here in order to heal our bodies completely.
Yes.
It's just that we don't bring it in to our bodies, or we don't have the calmness or the clarity enough to believe that we actually can do that. I mean, your father is one of the founders of energy medicine in America, and you got to grow up like this, which I think is such an incredible thing. But what about us? We grew up with fear, and oh my God, it's, you know, you're based on your genetics, and you got to do this, and life's got to be hard, and you got to work so hard to make it happen. And what if we can get to these access and not spend so much energy on those worrisome thoughts, but spend basically recharge our batteries with this battery recharger that you're talking about now, so that we start to recall all those great resources we have out there, all the things that we know, where we heard it, go back to that place. It's all right there. It's like we have a filter that doesn't allow us to see it, that's called anxiety, panic, and fear. And this gets rid of that filter, and then all of a sudden we, I guess, makes us feel like we have the confidence to know, I know how to do this. It's just a decision.
Yeah.
And it's bringing back all of that freedom, which is, I said at the beginning of the call, it should be called the freedom call, because
right.
It's about that. It's about bringing back our freedom.
It is about personal freedom. It's about having what we're, you know, designed and inherently supposed to be living as. We're supposed to be living as heaven on earth, for goodness sakes. We're supposed to be that. And if we're just here surviving, it just means we're not using our resources the way that we're intended to be. And that is simply because no one taught us how to do that. When we live in our heads, that's the only place that anxiety and fear reside. It's it. The only place that me not being okay exists is in my head. It's not real. It's just in my belief for some reason, because of something that I've experienced in the past, and no one walked me through that and got me back down in my body and taught me how to stay there no matter what. And so we get to now recall how to do that. When you know, the first time someone ever said to me that you had all the answers inside of you, even though I grew up with all this work, I knew the information, but I had to learn how to embody it myself. I wasn't taught how to embody it. I was taught the concepts. So now I was double duping myself out in the world. When I would get a migraine headache or something, I was thinking, of all people in the world, I should be able to manage this myself. You know, not only do I have a headache, now I have a judgment on top of my headache. I'm likely to never get rid of my headache because of that, because I should know how to do this. So I had to learn how to embody the information that I knew, and that's what everybody has to do. So you may be learning this information from this conversation or from these DVDs and CDs and MP3s and all that I have to offer, and that, you know, we expose ourselves to, but ultimately we have to embody it. I just happen to be interested in teaching you not only the information, but how to get into the body with it, how to let it land inside of you deeply, so that you're accessing and hooking up with that, those parts of you that you were born as and that you just kind of abandoned because you thought you had to for survival purposes. You just got freaked out and you jumped up into your head to find out, oh, how to get safe. The thing was, you just stayed there, you know. So it's just time to get back into the rest of you, and it's time to learn some real, tangible, simple, and doable techniques to do. So in working with patients for 25 years, I mean thousands and thousands of people, I found that what they would end up doing in these moments in between our sessions ultimately set them free. And they healed physical ailments and they healed relationship issues. They'd come in for asthma or allergies or headache or back pain or some kind of illness like that. But they'd come back and say, you know, and what else is happening is I was filed for divorce, but turns out we've reconciled and it's all fantastic. Or they would say that, you know, I was never able to land the courage to ask for that promotion at work. And so not only has my low back healed or my headaches gone, but I went into the boss and I was able to stay in my core and keep in my confidence and know that what I had to offer was medicine for the whole company, convinced them of that, and got the promotion that I always, you know, was being skipped over for. All kinds of other things change in life when we get into our using all of our resources. But it doesn't happen with just the mind. There are many more players on the team. So we have to get down into the individual layers of our consciousness, but we can't get there. We can't get into our wisdom if we're not in our body. We can't get into our personal
right.
health if we're not in our body. We
right.
can't be loving when we're in the head. The head doesn't love. The head knows and can define love, but it doesn't experience it. We're experiencing love when we're in the body. And so we just have to learn how to get down in there and get tethered in there. And this Mula Bandha and these exercises that are abundant and plentiful in these support materials that I put together, they show us how to not only get there but to live from there, so that we're not having to remember to go there. It's where we come from. It's not some place we're trying to get to. It's where we come from every day because of having done the practices and familiarized ourselves with these patterns of energy that are becoming the vibrational match. It's, you know, the desires that we have, the dreams that we have, they are of a certain vibrational frequency. We wouldn't dream those dreams if they weren't representative of the rest of who we actually are. We're supposed to have the dreams that we dream. It's just a reflection of who I would be being if I was in my core and in my whole being. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd be dreaming something else, and someone else would be dreaming these dreams. That the fact that you dream what you dream of, it's because it's you calling for the rest of you. And the way to get the rest of you here is to drop it in. Drop it into the body. Drop it into the physical world.
Yes.
So you can have the experience of those dreams instead of being separate from them.
That's what I was got. I was saying this earlier. I just love you. You have such a magnetic energy about you. And I just want to direct people to that offer right there. It is theawareshow.com/mortar, M-O-R-T-E-R. And I say that it's an offer because it's 80% off of where you would find Sue's products anywhere else. It's all bundled together and then discounted hugely. This is something that I would buy for my dear, dear friend who, no matter how much I talk to her, suffers from such anxiety and rakes her family through the coals because of it. This is something that she's, you know, she's into alternative methods of doing things. If I could just get this into her hands and have her do it in her hour and a half commute every day, to get the breathing techniques integrated in her life, it will help take the anxiety down. There's also the AM and PM meditation. Now, this is a wonderful, wonderful way to wake yourself up, as Sue was talking about, or to put yourself into that deep, relaxed sleep, not the jaw-clenching, oh, my God, I got to get up soon sleep. That deep, relaxing, repairing, accessing different energy systems in your body sleep, that sleep that is needed for the body to rejuvenate, for longevity, for muscle repair, for telomeres to grow and for neurons to reconnect. I mean, that is definitely needed. There's also tickets to the workshop, one of the workshops that Sue was just talking about that she just did in Mexico. There's tickets to another workshop that she's doing, and if you can't make the actual live event, you will get the MP3 recording of the event, which is wonderful, and that's proprietary for the Aware Show audience, which is incredible. And then there's 2 60-minute live webcasts, again, on with Dr. Sue Mortar, doing these types of exercises. So there are so many different ways here where you can learn to use these techniques to sustain your body, to regrow parts of your body that have maybe gone to sleep or been damaged or are unhealthy, to really literally reactivate the healing pattern and potential of your own body through different breath techniques. And these are ancient techniques that, of course, have been perfected. And you get to see the video of Sue doing the techniques, and you see the energy that comes from her when she changes doing certain techniques and how to do them, because you need to see the visual of where her hands are going, where the breath and the energy goes and so forth. It's more and more helpful to do the visuals of it. Now, someone is asking, what's the difference between this and your other Body Awake packages, like Body Awake 1 and 2? What's the difference in Body Awake 3?
Well, Body Awake 3 is specifically on the breath work and perfecting some many, many techniques, many different things that we can do for a specific central channel, but far beyond that, where we get into self-esteem and personal power breath, a breath for specifically developing the energy center that is responsible for your sense of individuality and your okayness without having a charge on it, for you to be your unique self and to allow others to be themselves, and for you to be able to collaborate in an empowered way without a charge on that, without questioning those kinds of things, and about taking in some magnificent dream or desire that's out in front of you and breathing it through the body so that the cells become a vibrational resonance with that, with meeting that vibration that we were just speaking about earlier. In addition to that, there are other breaths in there that teach you how to strip those residues out of the tissues that are bogging us down and having us retain weight that we don't need to be retaining. I've had many, many people drop 8 to 10 pounds just by starting to use this thousand tiny straws breath is what I call it, and it's described on the Body Awake 3 DVD with explicit instructions on how to do that. And, you know, you don't do it to lose weight, but losing the weight is a really fabulous byproduct of setting yourself free. You do it to get your body awake and get alive in your core, and a lovely byproduct of that is that you drop excess baggage that you don't need to be carrying around for some sense of security anymore. So,
it's
tremendously beneficial in
that way,
in a new way.
I love what you said, the personal power breath. How many times a day do we lose our power?
So, and it's ultimately about integrating all those things together so that it's you. You're not having to remember to do these things. It's like you develop this technique, and it's a way of breathing all day long while you're at the computer or while you're cleaning up the house or picking up after the kids or whatever you're doing. You are able to do it while. You don't have to carve out an extra half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour out of your day to go and do some practice. It's something I'm never not doing. And I assure you, Lisa, you know what's so amazing is that I can't believe that I'm as energetic and empowered as I am and so willing to speak and travel all the time and teach and do all these things, because I was totally shy as a little kid. I was, like, not interested in being the one that anybody would, you know, be paying attention to, much less, you know, listening to. And so it's because I do this work that I got it into my body that I'm able to have the energy that I do. I mean, even knowing what I knew growing up, it wasn't until I started my own embodiment practices that I actually got to implement the beautiful information that I grew up in the middle of. So I get what it takes to go from being afraid to being empowered and to go from being uninspired to being incredibly inspired. I can't wait to engage every day because of how it feels to be able to share this information and do the work myself. It's a blissful life.
Oh, my God, how awesome. Hey, is there, and we just have a few minutes left, but is there any way that we could do the personal power breath on this call? Is that something that we need more experience in order to be able to do?
Yeah, it requires a little bit more, but I'll take a second here and describe it. But it's really better if you can see, because there are several variations of it for specific things that would take too long for us to go through. But I can certainly give you the gist of the foundational
what it would be.
Piece of it. So if you exhale, and in exhaling, you're contracting the abdomen way back toward the spine like we talked about before. Mm-hmm. So contract your lower abdominal muscles, like if you were laying on your back and you were going to do a leg raise, or if you're going to do a sit-up, contract those muscles. And then, so everything from the navel down is contracted in the abdomen. And then contract the gluteal muscles as well, and that mula bandha, those sphincter muscles, just tighten those up. And then contract your pectoralis muscles, your chest muscles. And also contract the shoulder blade muscles. Pull the shoulder blades together and down the back. Pull them down the back and together. And contract like your shoulder caps, like the shoulder joint. Contract, just tighten those muscles up. So now in your chest, nothing's going to move from the rib cage up, and in your lower abdomen, nothing's going to move from the navel down. And that only place left is between the ribs and the belly button. There's an area right there called the solar plexus that if I punched you there, it would knock the wind out of you. So you're probably familiar with that spot. And inside the body there, if you could imagine something about the size of a baseball, and you're going to inhale, keeping all those muscles above it and below it contract. You're going to inhale to inflate that baseball to about the size of a grapefruit, okay? So that the only place it's moving is that soft spot below the rib cage and above the belly button. So the only thing that's going to move when you inhale, you breathe in from over your head down into that area, and then exhale. So you keep everything contracted up top, and it's easier if you can see me showing that, and everything contracted below it, and the only place you're breathing is right in there between the front and the back of you. Something the size of a baseball is going to inflate to the size of a grapefruit. So kind of imagine the backside of you, too, is participating in that, but it's right in the middle of that solar plexus area. So when you inhale, it inflates to the size of a grapefruit. And keep it inhaled, and you'll feel it kind of stretch the diaphragm inside the body. And then you exhale, and you contract it. It goes back to the size of a baseball. And then you inhale again, and exhale that. And now eventually, as you get good at baseball, grapefruit, then you hook that up with the central channel so that when you breathe in, you're breathing in from over the head, inflating it from the baseball to the grapefruit, and then you exhale, contracting it back to a grape or baseball size, and you're breathing it down into the earth. And that gets a little tricky. You have to kind of get good at one, and then you put them together, And what begins to happen is think of it as you're squeezing out a dirty sponge. You're squeezing it and you're opening it and you're squeezing it. You've got the sponge underwater and you're squeezing it and releasing it and squeezing it and releasing it and squeezing it and releasing it until the sponge cleans up. That's kind of what we're doing with the solar plexus here. And the solar plexus is the level of the body where your self-esteem, your personal power, your individuality, your chutzpah, that's where it's all located. All right, so you having the moxie to walk into a situation and keep your cool and be in your power and bring your wisdom and bring your heart without being a doormat and to speak your truth and to lead the situation. It happens because you're breathing that area of your body awake. When you breathe it awake, what happens is it now gets to get in the game. Instead of you depending on your head to keep you safe, your solar plexus brings your personal power to the scene. You don't have to waste energy on figuring out how to be safe here. You just bring you forward, and it's joyful, and it has answers, and it's collaborative, and it works because it's how we're designed to be in the world. It's the truth of who we are.
Yes, and someone is asking how you can do this to increase self-confidence, and you just explained that very beautifully.
That's
it reminds us of who we are in this world, and everything other than that is not ours. It is not ours to take on. This, however, is. This is how to find your own personal power. This is how to tap into your creativity, where you will learn, relearn, or just tap into what you already know about healing your own body, becoming the vibrational magnet for what it is that you want to create in your life. This is how. This is the how on how to do that. This is the actual exercises and the techniques on how to use your breath to feel alive, awake, enthusiastic, and become a vibrational magnet for what it is that you want to create in your life. This is the technique. And I so appreciate the fact that it's on video so we can see you doing these exercises. It's several hours and various different types of exercises. There's ones that give you mini breaks, little mini vacations. There's ones that build personal power. There's ones for self-esteem. I mean, it's all combined in there. And you even mentioned, in a way, it's good for weight loss because it gives the body something that it is to feel satiated and to feel complete and not to go for those emotional cravings because those are back on the roller coaster. So
yes, and it picks up your metabolism. Breathing down into the body, it picks up your metabolism so you're burning calories doing it. I mean, your body will heat up. When you ignite the energies that are sitting dormant in your core because you've been just living in your head, you start igniting those energies, and there's friction there, and people heat up, they start sweating when they get really into doing a lot of the intense practices, and you burn calories doing it. So it's an entire, there's that on top of it all. So plus there's the benefit of, just having access to those layers of consciousness that have been sitting there just wondering where you've been.
Awesome. Oh, my God. So this is, for me, it is how to be clear and focused, and I am energized just by doing the few things that we did on the call. I got to listen to the PM meditation last night and went into a wonderful, wonderful deep sleep, even though I had just 5 hours because of the way that I backed my night up last night, which I got too involved in your work. And I'm like,
well,
oh, my God.
You know what's funny,
I'm all energized.
I realize
midnight.
That the more I do this work, the less sleep I need. It happens because when you oxygenate, you elevate your vibrational frequency. And when we're vibrating at a higher frequency, we don't need the kind of sleep that we used to depend on.
That
I get much less sleep, and I have more energy, and I have more vitality than I used to have before I started meditating and learning pranayama, the breathing techniques in the Eastern culture, when I would travel and study in India. And I started not needing as much sleep, and then the more I do these practices regularly, it just shows up consistently that way.
Yep, I am in just a fabulous mood today. It's been a great, great day of energetic moving and learning all sorts of great stuff and managing. I'm having a great time. I thank you. It's such a pleasure to talk with you. I know how busy you are, and it is just incredible to have you on this series to help us feel this alive, awake feeling. I invite anyone, listen to this call again. send it off to a friend, say, hey, do you want a boost of energy? Well, you can literally measure the energy from the beginning to the end. It's even if we just, you know, feeding off of Sue's incredible energy, it really is wonderful. This is a great boost of our cells. It gets our bodies becoming more alive, literally becoming more alive. So thank you so much. I want to stay on the phone with you forever, but I will go back and watch the videos. You are awesome. I love you. And you know what? You were so wonderful to me. We were in an airport once and on our way to this meeting, and I was super sick, and you just stood there with that chilled confidence that you have, and you said, if you need me, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. Oh, that was so cool. So thank
Absolutely.
You. I'll always remember that.
Anytime. There are so many things we can do to help ourselves, and people just need to plug in.
You know? I see why you get that chilled confidence. So thanks a lot. All right. Take care. I hope to see you very soon, and thank you so much for this huge, enormous offer. And I want to remind the listeners, go to the webpage, which is theawareshow.com/mortar, M-O-R-T-E-R, and this is the Body Awake Package, and it literally awakens the cells of the body and your brain, and you're using your breath specifically to increase that natural self-confidence, personal power, deep relaxation, focus, self-esteem. All those different techniques are in there, and the incredible thing that I got here is to be that in that place as your default mechanism in your body, not to go there or to take a workshop and then forget about it, but to be there always,
right.
So you can handle situations, so you can be resilient in stressful situations or not. That is a thing that will last forever. These are tools that will last. They don't go away.
Right. It changes where you live inside.
Changes. Awesome. All right. I will let you go. Thank you so much, Dr.
Right.
Sue.
My great joy. Much love to you and to everyone listening. It's always a pleasure to speak to people who are saying yes to themselves in some deeper way than they were just a moment ago. So
yes.
I'm happy to play. Just let me know.
And thank you so much for allowing us the tools to get to that place all the time. And thank the listeners, you guys, thank you very much for being a part of this, because your energy makes these conversations happen. And until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.